Hello, hello, hello. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the traditional, ancestral, unceded, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colloquially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And welcome to the inaugural Slime Wire. My name is B. I'm so excited to finally be in the studio sharing this show with you. I've been working on it for a long time. It's a nighttime show. It's a weirdo show. And the title of today's episode is A Sinking Ship, because on a maiden voyage like this one, a lot can go wrong. You can imagine me in the captain's seat of the showboat. Your captain. And lots of chairs and tables are sliding across the decks. Lots of people are throwing themselves from the sides. And there's not a lot of lifeboats left. And you may feel like you've lost hope. You may feel like there's nothing left, but we are going to go down with the ship. Let's get into it. It's Slime Wire.
Ta-ta! Now the patriarchy is dead, and we killed it. If you identify as a woman, femme, trans, or non-binary, CITR wants you on the air. You can talk about literally whatever you want as long as you care about it. No worries if you have no experience, we'll train you in everything you need to know. Come by CITR and say hi.
Hey. Hi.
Hello.
From 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday to help us never play Led Zeppelin on CITR 101.9 FM ever again.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and we are back. It is SlimeWire. You just heard 6 Liter GTR by The Chats. Before that, Void In Between My Ears by TJ Felix, and starting off the set with Son of Ugly by Piss for Pumpkin. And welcome. We made it through the first 3 songs. It is all downhill from here. It's bound to collapse at some point, but maybe it won't be tonight. So get excited. If you need a way to conceptualize my show and what I want for people to think about when they're listening in, I suppose the whole concept is sort of like when you're going through airport security and you have to dump out all your liquids into one of those big trash cans. My show's kind of like that. It's just a big swamp of different stuff swimming around in there, mixing together, but it's most assuredly more than the sum of its parts. I think we can agree. So, I don't know. I think when I was starting this out, I really, really looked to Sonic Reducer on KXP in Seattle, my hometown, as the place where I had a lot of my fondest radio memories and driving home from different sports games and stuff back when I was a little dork that did sports. I was always able to catch the show, and I got to check out a lot of really cool punk music through that, and I hope that I can show people cool tunes and cool tracks with my show. And I see no reason to dally. I want to get into some more music. So that's exactly what I'm going to do. It's SlimeWire. Let's get going.
Yeah.
world, but instead you keep buying material goods to satisfy whatever desire you have in that very moment? Me too. But now you can do both! Rock Shop and Community Thrift is a local vintage shop that fulfills your 1970s alt-chic fantasy while also supporting at-risk people through their compassionate and supportive work training program. All of their profits go to the PHS Community Services Society to support ongoing healthcare, harm reduction, and health promotion projects in Vancouver and Victoria. So stop by their two locations, Community Unisex on West Hastings or Community Frock Shop on Corral Street. And if you know any other local businesses that deserve recognition for their generous business practices or their contributions to the community, please DM us on Instagram at CITR and Discorder because we would love to spotlight them. Because hey, if you can't stop buying, you might as well start supporting.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, welcome back to SlimeWire. You just heard Angel Numbers with three Z's, and that's the Tropical Gatekeeping Mix by Team Mechano. Before that, At Will by Light Asylum, and starting off the set with Spice City Boys by Spice Boys, one of my favorites. Welcome back. That last song, that Team Mechano jam, is off their, I think it was 2022 that album came out, or maybe, yeah, 2022, MechanoWorld.xyz, and this group is notable for a few reasons, but they really have taken the cake for the last couple years in the world record for most, like, Hanna-Barbera Scooby-Doo sound effects played on every single one of their songs. It's actually really impressive just how many they're able to jam in there. And it sounds great. I have zero notes. And speaking of music that sounds a little silly, I want you all to know that today was a good day because I secured my tickets to 100 Gex, supported by Machine Girl, in Vancouver. I am very excited, and there is a trend, a burgeoning trend in the concert space that was started by 100 Gex. I remember seeing videos and videos of people bringing first like their DS to concerts, their Nintendo DS Lite, and taping songs just straight up and just holding it up, and then people got a little funny with it, and they brought, I think someone brought maybe their 3DS or whatever, and then it sort of went off the rails. People were bringing their Leapfrog from when they were six, and I want to up the ante, so I'm going to bring a CRT and a GameCube, and I'm going to start playing Super Smash Bros. Melee in the front row, not even watching the show. And the opener, Machine Girl, whom I dearly love, recently had a very similar experience with two people at the center, at the eye of the storm in the circle pit, like 100 people running in a circle around them, and they were just sitting on the floor playing a game of Magic the Gathering, which I wish I had thought of that, because that's really funny, and I would be really embarrassed if I lost that game of Magic, but I'm sure they had a good time. And one thing I love to do whenever I go to live shows is show up really, really early. I think it's an underrated tactic for enjoyment. There's a lot of mediocre shows that I've been to that I have enjoyed a lot more just because I showed up seriously early. And it's always the same. The first hour is, oh, why did I do this? There's no one here. I could have shown up an hour later and it would have been the same result because there's literally no one here. And then people start to trickle in. And you still feel cold and tired, and you probably have to go to the bathroom, but as you see that line form, you realize that you are in the front row of whatever show that you want to be at. You get to be in front, and then the anticipation starts to build, and from there, it is over because there is nothing more fun. And I will certainly be doing that for Machine Girl and 100 Gex, mostly just to keep my streak, because I've been front row at every Machine Girl show I've been to, and I do not intend to lose that streak now. So if you're in front of me at that show, watch out, because I'm going to probably like try and maul you or something. Stay out of my way. But I think we should keep on chugging. I got a lot of tunes to play, and I think they're all really cool. I want to get to as many as I can, so let's go for it. It's CITR 101.9 FM. It's SlimeWire. Let's do it.
Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial. Open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
You're listening to Slimewire on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Welcome back. You just heard Linda Linda, the Korean version by Drinking Boys and Girls Choir. Before that, Pity Kick by Dastard. And before that, Remnants of Chris by Undo K from Hot. And I wonder what happened to Chris, because that band is crazy. And if there are only remnants left, Zach Hill must have done something insane. Zach Hill, the mastermind behind Undo K from Hot, and also the insanely talented drummer in Death Grips and the ILYs and Lightning Bolt and a million other bands, and a very accomplished visual artist. Seriously, a crazy person. He's great. Thank you, by the way, to Jay for showing me Dastard with that song Pity Kick. I really, really like this band. I've been checking out this album over and over and over again. I love the tone. I love the drummer. I love the bass parts. And I have been known from time to time to write a part of my own on my own bass guitar. And what's so awesome and so fortunate for me recently is that every time I am feeling blocked or like I can't write, all I have to do is sit down and listen to Dastard, and then they have a really good bassist, and I just steal ideas from their bassist. And it works out really, really well. I think that I underplanned for this set, and I have so many more songs than I can get to, which is sad, but I'll have to come back next week. I'm going to play some more, because I really do want to get through as many as I can. So we're going to keep on going. It's CITR 101.9 FM. We'll be right back.
てくらんこれから話すもの語り愛と奇跡歌うディファここに来てごらん雷起こってこやはう押しつぶされそうになる
bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue.
Come on, baby. Come on.
Loading Head Movies, Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Welcome back to Slimewire. You just heard Sit Down, Let Me Tell You a Story by Deerhoof. Before that, Half-Life by KFC Murder Chicks. Notable, KFC Murder Chicks, very good band. And the side project of the prolific DJ Roswell, the undisputed greatest RuneScape musician of all time, everyone owes it to themselves to go check out DJ Roswell's music and KFC Murder Chicks, because they're both super awesome. When you launch your radio show, listener, I think you will be nervous, just like I am. And I hope that you have people listening in who can support you and text you and say, oh, you sound great. Oh, you're doing great, kid. Me, I flip over my phone during the last couple songs, and I get a DM, play Macklemore, like 6 times. Play Macklemore. The people want Macklemore, and I'm not going to give it to them. But I am going to talk about the Mac during this break, because he's been DJing in Seattle, in my hometown, because he wants to reconnect with his audience. I think his fame and his prestige made him lose touch. So now he's, if you're in Seattle, you can book him for your party or whatever. And please vote on your phones. Do you want to see new music from Macklemore in the new year? Please let me know. And let Macklemore know. I'm sure he would love to hear from you. I have a few more tunes that I am very excited about. End of the set is going to be fantastic. I really like doing short breaks, So let's keep it going. It's SlimeWire. Let's do it.
Transcend it all.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Welcome back to Slimewire. You just heard Eunuch by Total Abuse, and before that, In the Fog by Fearing, which is maybe my favorite song that I played tonight. I think that song is absolutely fantastic. There's just something about it that is super cool. And we're coming now to the end of the set. Couple more tunes for you after this, but I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I want to thank everybody who heard my great Macklemore bit earlier and thought it would be cool to DM me asking me to talk about Fortnite. I thought that was great. Keep that up. Keep the interaction going. Maybe I'll start taking callers and then you can talk about Fortnite on the air. But not right now. I'm honestly just happy I survived it, happy I didn't collapse on the floor of the studio dead. I think that it's been a great hour of radio. And if you liked it, you should follow the show on Instagram, at SlimeWire Show, I think. I just made the Instagram a few days ago. And you can be the first follower. It can be you, because no one followed it, because I didn't tell anyone that I made it. Oh, yep, SlimeWire Show. You can't be the first follower, but you can be one among the first. And there will be plenty of updates there. You can DM that account with all your input, and it'll be very excellent. I have big plans for adding segments and all sorts, and I'm just happy that I am finally able to get on the air and play weirdo tunes, play random stuff. And that's what I'm going to keep doing. I'm going to end with 0.67 Alps by You Don't Understand by Kino Techie and Murmur. And after that, I will play Gina Sleeps All Day by Spring Breeding. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'll see you next week. Have a good one. Thank you.
Vancouver. And all I'm going to say to you is fuck off and go.